Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Morning, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Sam. It is Greg on a what's going to be just a, kind of a chilly. It's actually football weather.
Yeah, it does.
And we got football this afternoon. We got basketball, too, by the way. You can hear right here. That's not till later on, though, but Hawks in Orlando. 7 o'clock pregame. Tip off at 7:30. Here they came right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
How
and,
about
of course,
that?
Tomorrow Tuesday is the day you got to get your tickets. And if you ain't got them by now, you're going to have to take your mortgage out and get tickets for a court side.
Yeah.
That's how much are them things going for?
1,500? 1,500. You had 800. Bo, you
there's
had
a range.
There's a range.
From 137, which I would imagine you're at the top of State Farm Arena.
Please, you're in World Congress Center.
All the way.
with a pair of binoculars.
50-yard line, or I guess it's mid-court.
Mid-court.
Court side.
Yeah.
$5,000.
For LeBron. That's what he does.
What all do you get for $5,000 at a basketball game?
Well, you
what
do
you
get,
ask?
You get to go into the luxurious courtside club where they have the best bartenders in the world and the best food. It's all inclusive, liquor, beer, wine, and food. So it's worth the money if you got that kind of money to throw around.
Okay,
you know.
Oh, you get on TV for like a few seconds here and there.
Yeah, you'll rub elbows and shoulders with some celebrities.
Or somebody comes charging out of bounds for a loose ball, you could end up getting your beer spilled over.
It's a lot of fun. I mean, if you got $5,000 of disposable income,
you get a
go
knee,
do it.
You also get a knee possibly in a place you didn't plan on.
Yeah.
All right, so in case you're just tuning in, we were speculating on who was still around for that was at the original Woodstock. And you got Arlo Guthrie, I think he's still with us. Pete Townsend, obviously from The Who. Members of Sha Na Na. Santana, obviously. Jefferson Airplane, you got them. Is Joan Baez still with us? Johnny Winter, I'm not too sure.
I don't think Johnny Winter is, but I think Joan Baez still is.
No, Johnny Winter's gone, yeah. Joan Baez and some other folks I haven't even heard of. Oh, Richie Havens. Didn't he kick things off? Man, Richie's gone.
Yeah.
Died in 13.
Yeah.
So anyway, 50th anniversary.
Yeah. But I mean, maybe like the entertainers, but I'm sure a lot of people who were there will go back to be a part of it. I suppose. As you said, they're looking for hippies for this film.
They're looking for hippies. Extras cast in Atlanta. You'll see it up on the website. And it just like escaped me that this was the 50th anniversary. We are feeling, now, mind you, that was something that we wouldn't have been a part of even as kids. But
no. I remember seeing it on TV.
This is the second day in a row we've had something that made us and our audience feel really old. And yesterday was when we were talking about college basketball and the Lakers. As the Lakers are getting ready to come here, Magic's on this trip. Magic Johnson decided to, not that the trading deadline is come and gone. Lakers are what they are for a while unless something else tragically happens and LeBron's got to sit out for a while. So it's a whole kumbaya thing going on and we're not pushing Luke Walton out. He's traveling with this team on this road trip, but he's going to make a little side trip. Because he's going to hang out in East Lansing and go back to his alma mater, Michigan State.
That's Magic, you mean?
Yeah, Magic Johnson. Okay. Because this is, God, even saying it out loud, the 40th anniversary of the Bird Magic National Championship, Michigan State, Indiana State game.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, was the beginning of the change of the NBA. Would you agree?
Well,
the form of the because those
well,
guys
we
agree.
We didn't know we were looking at what we were
no,
looking
we didn't
at
know
time.
Then.
No,
but it started right then.
That's what it started out.
The
being.
Most watched college basketball final. I don't know if it's been surpassed, but it held that record forever and still might. And then this is why it's so hard when we talk about boxing and why boxing hasn't continued to stay at the level it once was, and that's because the fighters that came out that became champions or even competed, we followed them from, say, the Olympics through their early career, all right? And that's what happened with Magic and Larry. Even though Dr. J was in the NBA, he came over from the ABA, and he was doing some stuff, and it was great to watch him. He didn't change it like when these two guys came in. And, of course, that story's been well chronicled, so right. We don't have to go back down there. But that's where it all started, that game. And this is the 40th anniversary of that game.
Wow.
Man, go get your rocker. Get yourself and sit down and, oh, my goodness. So, anyway, that's yeah, I did. I thought about that all day yesterday.
Well, maybe some more history is going to be made this week as the state high school basketball tournament gets underway. We've had tournaments. We've had the region champions crowned. And now it's time to go on and to see if the guys from Lost Mountain can go ahead and be there at the end. They're talking about
McEacher.
And McEacher.
Stole my Lost Mountain shout out.
See if they can be there. That's going to be interesting to see how that all plays out.
How are they looking this year?
First round, they're the number one in the state. They're number, I think, two in the country.
Okay. So they're doing pretty good.
Hey,
More or less.
I'm sorry.
I can't follow everything about the school.
They were having a few good games.
You know.
Their quest to get the first boys basketball championship in the school history. They've never gotten a boys championship. The girls with Coach Phyllis Arthur, you know, they usually are always there competing for the state championship. But the boys this time look like they want to be the ones to bring one in. I want to shout out to some region champions. I just glimpsed a few last night because some finished up Friday night. Some finished up last night. So I got the Douglas High School girls. Congratulations to them. We got Holy Innocence. Their girls are region champs. Congratulations to them.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.